You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
In the fall of 2013, Gary Temple Bodley began channeling a group of non-physical teachers known as Joshua. Soon thereafter, Joshua asked Gary to start writing. They have since produced 4 books and answered hundreds of questions in written form. In the spring of 2016, on the Law of Attraction cruise, Gary underwent hypnosis and Joshua spoke through him for the first time. Since that time, Gary has been practicing channeling Joshua verbally in live weekly calls with one-on-one students. These Joshua calls are now available to those of you joining us on the Leading Edge of Thought. This is the expansion of the Law of Attraction. This is Joshua Live. We're thrilled you're here.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Joshua Live. I'm Gary Temple Bodley. Today's episode is all about action. So you can take either inspired action, which is based in love and aligned with who you truly are and will lead to everything you truly want, or you can act on urges to change the conditions or to control things, and that will always lead to more fear, more of what you don't want. And so Joshua reminds us to think about the action we take before we take it, if it's based in an urge to control, if you're not happy, if you're angry, if something bad is happening, you'll get these urges to act or to run away or to change things or control things, and that will never lead to anything you want. What we do now is we get to a level of acceptance, and then we receive inspiration, and of course fear will pop up whenever that inspiration comes, but if we can act on that inspiration in the moment, it will lead us to everything we want. The more action we take, either in urges to control conditions or in inspiration, is expansive, but we want to expand towards who we truly are and not towards the inauthentic versions of ourselves. So this episode, I think, clears it up really well. There's a bunch of good questions in here too, so I think you'll find it fascinating. Please remember to subscribe to this podcast. Just take a few moments. We don't have any ads or anything, but if you can subscribe, that'll help us get a little bit higher on the charts and make it easier for people to find us. So subscribing will only take a minute or so, and if you could do that, I'd really appreciate it. Also, leave a review. Those two things work together to help other people find us. And if you'd like to hear more about Joshua, visit theteachingsofjoshua.com, or we have a Facebook group. It's called Friends of Joshua. You can join us there. In the end of May, actually May 17th, we are starting a new program. It's called the Ascension Experience, and it is a series of 13 4-week courses. Each course tackles a specific topic. The first course is alignment, and we're going to start the first course on May 17th. This is a course where there's meditation, there's daily spiritual practice, there's homework, there's assignments. We have 4 calls during the week. We have 2 Joshua Live calls that you can attend or listen to the recordings later. We have a coaching call in the middle of the week, and we have a limiting beliefs workshop on Saturdays. So the whole 4 courses, 4 weeks, goes through everything about being in alignment and feeling good and getting to that state of acceptance. That's the first step in all of this. The whole Ascension Experience will lead you to deliberate creation, which is the 13th segment, and deliberate creation, when you get to that level, you'll be able to deliberately create everything you truly want. But until you get the first 12 sections, you can't really get there. Otherwise, you'd be creating fear. So it's really an amazing segment. The first segment on alignment is awesome. It's $297. But if you do it with a partner, a friend or someone, then you each get $50 off. So if you'd like more information about that, please send me an email to garybodley@gmail.com, and I'll send you all the information. All right, get set and enjoy today's show. We are thrilled to be here.
Hello.
Hi, Joshua.
Hello, Joshua.
Hi, Joshua.
Hello. We'd like to start off talking a little bit about something that we find so fascinating in your reality. And that is your way you go about taking action. Now, you came here to expand. The purpose of physical reality is expansion. You are expanding through every moment. You're expanding through every action. You're expanding whether you're taking an action based on an urge to change or control the conditions, or whether you're acting on an inspired idea that will lead to the manifestation of every single thing you truly want. It doesn't matter because you're expanding either way. So as long as you're taking action, you could be expanding by acting on urges to control conditions or change things or be better or figure something out or whatever that is. And that action will require effort and struggle. And that's fine, because that action will lead to your expansion. You will be just be exploring who you're not. And in the effort and struggle and trying to manifest what you think you want, you will be doing something and learning from that exploration either way. And maybe you'll end up at a place you really don't like, and this will cause you to have a desire for something that will lead you back on your inspired path. Either way, it's fine. Now, if you could get to a state of acceptance, a state of alignment, if you could perceive that you're perfect as you are, that your friends and relatives and the people in your life are perfect as they are, that the conditions you've created so far are perfect because they'll lead you to everything you truly want, come to this place of acceptance, accepting that everything is good, that you're actually abundant and free, that you're worthy of everything that you want. And then you could allow the inspiration to flow. Well, if you allowed that inspiration to flow, you would feel the fear that would pop up as you imagine the outcome of that action. And possibly you would not act. Possibly you would stall yourself from acting. The fear would be too much. Either the fear of failure or the fear of rejection or the fear of some sort of loss could prevent you from taking action. And in that sense, without taking the action, you're not really expanding the way you've intended to expand prior to your birth. You're not expanding as you intended to expand. So even the expansion gained when you act on urges might be preferable from that pre-birth intention of expansion. Even acting on urges to change the conditions would be more expansive than not acting when you receive inspiration. And so either way is fine, but we want to let you in on a little secret, that everything you truly want is on the other side of every one of your fears. And the fears will always pop up when you are ready to act on some inspired idea. The fear is that it will lead to some unwanted condition. But even if the inspired action led to an unwanted condition, that unwanted condition would simply be a manifestation event pointing out limiting beliefs. And if you could see the information contained in that manifestation event, process those limiting beliefs, then you would put yourself on an even higher platform, an expanded place, ready to encounter new ideas. So we want to remind you that all the thoughts that have ever been thought by all of humans in your society, in the history of this segment of your population, are still there and easily accessed, generally from a place of fear. All the ideas that have not been thought by a human also exist. And those ideas are waiting to be unlocked by those of you who become a vibrational match to these ideas. So for instance, the idea of 2 times 2 equals 4 always existed. But it wasn't until that first human required that information for it to be unlocked. That first human who required that information, who had the desire and the need for that information, became the path of least resistance. And so the idea came to that person. And so every single possible thought exists in the realm of possibility, and that it's waiting for someone to become the path of least resistance from the non-physical to the physical. This is where you all fit in. As you are all on the leading edge of thought, thinking about life in more empowering terms than ever before, you are all becoming paths of least resistance for new ideas to flow through you. Gary is no exception. As Gary understands more about who he is within his circle of friends and circle of people that he knows, who he is within the society, who he is within his history and his future, and who he is in the non-physical, he becomes the path of least resistance for these new ideas to come through. But you are all at that same level, whether you think you are or not. So As you put aside your fears and do the things you're inspired to do, you unlock those hidden treasures of ideas, which actually enhances the non-physical as well. Because in the non-physical, there is not quite the same process of bringing forth new ideas, since there is nothing but ease and love and harmony and pleasure and calmness and alignment. There are no such strong desires. So even as you interact, as you act on more inspiration, as you meet up with manifestation events, as you think things are not working out, you birth these desires, which leads to the unlocking of ideas that are held in potentiality in the non-physical, that can be brought forth in the physical reality, that can be witnessed by you, perceived by you, acted on by you, and come into creation from you, that therefore enhances the non-physical. And so all of the things that you're experiencing here in physical reality is of benefit to all that is, including all of us who exist in the non-physical realm. What you are coming forward to do then is to unlock more ideas, unlock more creativity, unlock more creation, to experience things that have never been experienced before. You can see now in your technological age that you have access to tools and ideas that you, that previous versions of man had no access to. And this is accelerating. So you're getting more information, more access to other ideas that may have been received by people on the other side of the planet. You have the ability to think beyond what you were taught, to take another look, a deeper dive into your belief system, and realize that your belief system is actually limited. Because from your perspective as an individual, you cannot really know what's happening in the collective consciousness. You might imagine it, but you cannot really feel anything other than you feel. You cannot really think anything other than you think. You cannot perceive from another person's perspective. You can only know how you feel, what you see, what you believe, these sort of things. But as you are moving from this limited nature of human mired in fear to a limitless version of human that is grounded in love, you are becoming more powerful, more creative, and are gaining more access to ideas that have never been thought of before or have never been received before. If you allow yourself to see yourself as perfect as you are, in the perfect place for the expansion that your inner self will lead you to, then you can give up your resistance to the possibility of failure or loss or rejection or even death. Because you are eternal, limitless being, that's the truth of who you are. You are a perfect being of love, that's the truth of who you are. And therefore, every belief that you have that's not aligned with the truth of who you are is a limiting belief. Now, these limiting beliefs don't necessarily need to be addressed all at the same time. When a manifestation event happens, that happens at the time to show you the limiting belief that exists within you that is preventing you from the next stage of your evolution. If you can gather the fear and perceive it as important enough that you can get back into alignment, receive inspiration, and be able then to analyze the fear. Is it rational? Is it irrational? And then no matter what, push past the fear to take more action, more action, more action in the moment, in the moment, in the moment. You will become what we call a blended being. The blended being will be the most powerful version of you because you will not be holding on to your fears based in your limited idea of the human version of you, but you will be inspired to move forward in faith, knowing that the true version of you, the authentic version of you, the version of you that you're waiting to discover has been there all the time. And your inner self is guiding you to your realization of that version of you. This is the expansion that you're looking for. To understand who you truly are, and then to create based on this true version of you. even though you will still always have your limiting beliefs and your doubts and your fears based on all the experience of life that you lived up to this point, you will now reach a tipping point. Once you discover who you are, you will start to say, what's possible in this reality when I hold the belief that I am the creator of my reality and I can literally be, have, and do anything, and that I am by birthright given true abundance and true freedom through the law of attraction to create literally anything as long as that is based in love, then everything that you truly want, everything that has been built up over the generations of existences that you've had in the past and even the ones that you will have in the future, it's all coalescing into this one lifetime where you can express who you truly are through love without fear into this unique environment that has never existed before and will never exist again, that with all the tools and all the possibilities available to you now, as long as the limiting beliefs are not holding you back. That is what the potential of your life is. And when you reach that potentiality, you become this beacon of light for others to follow. That's why you're all here now. That's why you're listening to this, whether you're on this call now or listening to a later date. That's why you have found this information. Are you ready to use it? And with that, we are interested to hear anything you have to talk about. Who would like to start?
So, Joshua, I have a question regarding sharing this information. So, I think like most of us, I've done my share of other courses and readings and getting out there. You know, for me, the manifestation event is really the linchpin to just being able to, I think, move forward or progress. It's a very big concept to share. I'm trying to talk to people and help them share, you know, some of these emotional triggers. It seems to be a barrier for me to be able to communicate or get over that threshold. It's such a big concept. Can you give me any thoughts or advice on that?
Yes. Let's say that you have the inspiration to share this information with your daughter. You are at a certain vibrational frequency with relationship to your confidence about how people might perceive you when you share these leading edge thoughts that to most people will seem unlikely, woo-woo, crackpot, these kind of things. So if you're holding this belief that I enjoy this information, it resonates with me, I've used it to process limiting beliefs, to feel better, to maintain my alignment even further, and I would like to share it with other people, yet I still care what they think, then you get to face a manifestation event because that is a limiting belief. The limiting belief that how other people perceive you matters at all is only holding you back from doing what you're inspired to do. You're inspired to share the information. You perceive that if you share the information incorrectly, they won't get it or they'll think you're nuts or whatever it is. And so you must face these manifestation events. You can expect them. In the beginning of Gary bringing forth Joshua, he attracted a lot of people that were in deep fear, and they didn't get the message at all. They weren't having any of it. And he felt that tension or that conflict or that separation from the truth in negative emotion, which caused him to create desires to attract people who are on a higher vibrational frequency and to give up the need to help everyone. That desire to help everyone, which he thought was his job, turns out that it's ineffective because there are those who will not be ready for this information until they are at a certain vibrational level on the fence between fear and love. Those in fear are exploring fear. And they will not have any other exploration. That's what they came for. He was trying to help all those people. And then we were show him and talk to him and explain that there is an evolution from fear to love. And then those who are ready for this information are on the leading edge, closer to love than most of the population. And that's who he will attract. And that's where all his joy and satisfaction will come from. But he had to get past those limiting beliefs that he had in the past. And as he processed those, and as he's gotten more confident with the information and his ability to express it, then all he gets are the most wonderful, incredible people he could ever imagine. The greatest friendships, the greatest interactions, the most satisfaction and joy. So you could explain to this in that same vein, possibly to someone who is contemplating a decision or a new job or a new business. And you may say, you have reached a certain level of experience all through your life, and you have birthed the desire for this new job or business. Now, for you to become successful in this new job or business or hobby or passion or whatever it is, you will have to modify limiting beliefs. There are things that you don't know, but you think you know. Those beliefs that you think are true are either empowering or limiting. The limiting ones are holding you back from becoming the fullest version of you as you take a journey to discover this new job or business or hobby or passion. And so you can expect obstacles to come up. You may use the word obstacles rather than manifestation events. And with each obstacle that you encounter, there's information that will lead you to understand where your belief system is. And it will lead you to understand that you just don't have enough information. You believe one thing is true, but it turns out that's not actually true. It's just a limiting belief. And through the interaction with this obstacle, you will gain experience. Another word for expansion. You gain experience. You are able to now perceive the subject of this new job or this new passion or hobby or business. You'll know more information, and that information will fill in the holes of that limiting belief that you had before. So you could take every single word that we say and convert it into a practical understanding of what experience is. So you take the word experience and take the word expansion and exchange it for experience. Take the word manifestation event, use the word obstacle. You could couch all this stuff out of the woo-woo realm into the practical nature. Now, before you do that, though, you must understand that no one is seeking your advice, because no one is doing anything wrong or bad. You'll have to look at the person as perfect as they are. And so if you were to look at your daughter and she was going through something that she was experiencing an obstacle or some difficulty or some perceived problem, you would have to wait until she came to you. Because if you jumped in trying to solve her obstacle or her manifestation event for her, she would perceive that as you don't trust her to do what she needs to do. Yet, from her perspective, it would seem like you're doubting her. From your perspective, it seems like you're simply trying to help her. And those two perspectives clash, because you can't see what it's like from her perspective, even if you've overcome the same obstacles. And she cannot see what it's like from your perspective, even if she really wants to overcome these obstacles, you see. So we would say, start with the premise that you create in your reality, and everything that you're experiencing is for you. And you cannot perceive what anyone else is experiencing or know their pre-birth intentions. Then look at them and say, they are at the perfect place to experience whatever they need to experience. They are always guided by their inner self. There's no accident that they're in proximity to you, that you are eternally connected to them. You are learning more about them, and they are learning about you as well, but you cannot and need not to ever help them unless they come seeking some advice or some help. Now, of course, as a parent, as a friend, you will want to smooth out the obstacles of other people. But when you do that, you wipe away the lesson, the knowledge, the satisfaction of overcoming something, the actual expansive nature of that activity. And so you really don't do anything other than delay it again, because the universe will bring them another manifestation event until they get it, you see. So we would say, instead of trying to share this information to help others, we would say, think about yourself. Think about how good you can feel, how effective you can be, how much action you can take on inspiration, how often you can see the manifestation event, receive the urge to change the conditions, and not act on that urge. If you can yourself go through manifestation events, welcome them, learn or identify the limiting belief that it's trying to show you, process that limiting belief, thank the manifestation event, and in the meantime, not act on any urges, well, then other people will notice that, because you will just be calm. You won't have anything to fear. You'll be effective in everything you do. Your life will transform rapidly into something beyond your imagination. Money will flow. Time will flow. Relationships will get stronger. You'll have more fun. You'll feel better. You'll physically manifest great health. Everything that you truly want will come to you. And you'll get absolute inspiration of what to do, when to do it. And when you act on the inspiration that's meant for you, it is for your higher good and also affects everyone else involved for their higher good as well. So how about this? You have a person here. You'd like to share this information so that it would help their life. They aren't quite ready for it yet. You have a little bit of fear about how to share it and what they will get out of it, and maybe an attachment to their outcome. Or you could simply act on whatever inspiration you have without fear and doubt, and know that that action will lead to your highest good, the highest good of all of them, and the vibrational raising of the entire mass consciousness. That's the power that you have. And so if you look at that individual, what does it matter if you are improving your reality by adding love to your reality? You're taking them all along with you. They don't actually have to do anything.
Yeah, it's very powerful. It's the idea that's controlling my limiting belief ultimately is controlling everything, controlling how people feel about me, controlling how people appreciate, controlling people's outcomes, opinions, thoughts, whatever direction. And, you know, if I see something, I want to be able to and didn't, but that's ultimately the limiting belief, controlling everything around me, thinking that that's going to be the right choice. And it's just allowing, just let's sit back and let it happen and absorb it. And that inspiration I constantly hear is just listen.
Just listen. Just listen, then receive inspiration, and then know for a fact that the decision or action that you take on that inspiration will always lead to the highest good. You don't have to care about the outcome. What's fun about watching you all interact as you are now in these boot camp experiences is that you're starting to see how much control you've been exercising on your reality from the beginning. You've never knew the web of control that existed until you take a step back and look at it. And then you say, I never needed to do that. I never needed to do that. And I don't need to do this.
That's fantastic. Thank you, Joshua.
Excellent.
Hi, Joshua. I have a question.
Yes. Hi, Jen.
Hi. I noticed in the meditations that, you know, I knew that they were all 15 minutes and 15 seconds, except I noticed clarity, which was 12:12. And I just was wanting to ask you about the significance of not only these numbers, but like your relationship to them, our relationship to them, and why I keep seeing them everywhere.
We would like you to know that every single thing on Earth in the universe is created to give you a hint to who you truly are. Every single thing. everything you notice, everything that has been in the design of nature from the beginning, it's all there. It's all there waiting for you to discover it. It's all these little hidden clues, like a big Easter egg hunt, that if you're paying attention, you will see how everything is lining up to show you that there's way more going on here than you can imagine. Way more. Why are there 12 months in a year? Why are there 12 hours during the day and maybe 12 hours during the night? Why are there 12 in a dozen? Why are there 12 inches in a foot? Why is a foot a measurement that actually lines up with so many things? How is this all possible? Was it all just random and coincidence? How is the moon this far from the earth and revolves around the earth? And how is the sun this far from the earth and the earth revolves around the moon? How is it that there are 12 astrological signs? How is it that there are all of these examples in your reality? How is it that you look at a sunset and feel joy, or a mountain range and see spectacular beauty, or an ocean view, or even a city skyline? You see, all of this is here to show you who you truly are, that you are the creator of all this. Everything is a breadcrumb leading you to the realization that you are the creator. This is what is spectacular in the entire system of physical reality and nature itself. And when you stop saying, that's a coincidence, oh, that was just an accident, oh, that was lucky or unlucky or whatever it was, when you start to see how everything is actually perfect, the timing is perfect, the environment is perfect, where you happen to be is perfect, your entire past was perfect, all of your talents and attributes are perfect for what you have to do. You see, everything is actually perfect, but the illusion is nothing is perfect. You see, nothing is perfect except for God, except you are God. Therefore, you've always been perfect. And so the fun thing about this whole game of physical reality is coming to enlightenment, coming to awakening, seeing everything. Once you awaken to who you are, you'll say, oh my God, it's been there the whole time. How did I not see it? It's so obvious. It was all there the whole time. But it's so fun to get there. You don't want to go on an Easter egg hunt if you know where all the Easter eggs are. You don't want to go into a corn maze if you know exactly how to get out of the end of it. You want to play the game. So just think of life and physical reality and the universe itself as an elaborate game where you came in not knowing who you are and you leave knowing fully who you are. And whether that takes one lifetime or a million lifetimes, it's just a game. And that game is meant to be fun. But you take it seriously because you're in the illusion that nothing's perfect and bad things can happen and that you could lose stuff, you could be rejected, or you could even die. This is the grand illusion. When you come out of that illusion, you're going to feel so good. And as you're on your path to discover who you truly are, that path feels good. And when you're off that path feels bad. And this is a feeling reality. The only thing you're feeling is good or bad. When you're feeling good, that's a clue that you're on your path. And when you're feeling bad, that's a clue that some limiting belief is causing you to perceive some danger. And then, therefore, you must protect yourself from that danger. And the more you protect yourself from the danger, the more you're off your path. The more you go with the flow, trust everything is working out perfectly for you, that you are the creator of all of this, the better you will feel. So always move towards feeling good. Always notice what's around you. Be more aware. Now, we will say this. There are lots of ways to experience physical reality. You could be a bumblebee. You could be your dog. You could be an amoeba. Or you could be a human. Now, as you gain more and more and more awareness, there are more things that you notice that could frighten you if you perceive that you are an isolated individual who must survive. So the more in fear you are, the more, and the more awareness you gain, the more fear you'll be in. The more love you're in, where you realize what this game is about, that physical reality is meant to be fun, that you have no need to protect yourself, that you are eternal, that you cannot be rejected, you cannot lose anything, and you cannot die, that you are the creator of your reality. Then when you become even more aware and see the magnificence in what's actually happening here, your entire awareness will broaden as you raise your vibration. You will feel even more love. And you will have to look at those things that you once thought were scary in a new way, because you simply have a limiting belief about that thing. So imagine this. Imagine that you are living in fear. That fear brought you to such a low state that you said, I'm going to figure my way out of this. And that you found more information and found more ideas that resonated with you, but you still held on to all your limiting beliefs. Well, that would cause even more fear. And so you don't want a lot of clarity if you're going to be in fear. You are not ready for all the clarity that is coming to you. You have to get there as you take action on inspiration. As you start to take action on inspiration, you will gain clarity. You will gain clarity. Clarity is what you really want. But if you've got full clarity now without processing your limiting beliefs, you would literally melt away in fear. And so you're moving towards more clarity at your own pace. Now, you want more abundance, so you can listen to more abundance meditations for longer and more often. You truly want more clarity, but you don't want clarity before you're ready. And so as you see yourself feeling better and realize that clarity is the thing that you want more than anything, because clarity will allow you to see who you truly are, then you'll notice all kinds of other things that are all, that have been always there in your reality that you didn't notice before. If you've processed the limiting beliefs, those things will not be scary at all. If you haven't processed the limiting beliefs, they will pop up. Now, if you're really good at processing limiting beliefs and the fear of the dark pops up that you never noticed before, you'll be able to process that highly irrational limiting belief. If the fear of seeing apparitions of other forms of energy, if that pops up, you can ground yourself and say, my fear of seeing that which has always been there is simply based on limiting beliefs I adopted as a child by watching scary movies, you see. But those, that limiting belief is not true. You can process that limiting belief, and now you can get what you want, because only what you truly want will ever come to you. And so as you exist now, everything that you have allowed to come has come. And everything that you're afraid of, because you think it's dangerous or scary or weird or whatever, has not been able to come yet. For instance, you may have been put on this planet from your pre-birth intentions to be a spiritual leader and teacher. And since you cannot perceive yourself as that, thinking you don't know enough information yet, you're happy to study and watch videos and listen to podcasts and read articles and books. But at some point, you might be on a stage in front of an audience sharing what you know. Now, it's not what you've learned, but it's actually what you know. The inspiration coming straight through you, which you would be able to share. But if you can't perceive yourself at that level, then this idea might seem scary to you. So you have to go through a series of action steps to expand to that level of you. Now, with each action step, you may not know where that's leading you. And so you may have fears about each inspired idea and say, well, that doesn't seem like it's going to lead to anything I want. I'm not going to do that. That doesn't seem like fun or interesting or all these things. That's just the fear. The actual action step is your journey to become this version of you that you intended prior to your birth. And so if you can just put aside your imagination of how each action is going to turn out and simply take the action in the moment many, 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 many times a day, you will move effectively along your path. And since you're on your path, it will feel incredibly good to you until limiting beliefs pop up. And then you will know where you are vibrationally compared to where your inner self knows you are. You see, it's all the illusion. How much of the illusion are you in? Okay, so imagine this. Imagine you're living in fear. You have an inspiration to apply for a job and you don't get the job and you feel dejected. That feeling is the difference between who you think you are, how worthy you think you are, how entitled to abundance and freedom you think you are, and who you truly are. And so the despondency in losing that possible job is directly related to your idea of yourself. How worthy do you think you are? How ready are you to expand? How much are you on your path? Now let's say that you're living in love. You're going with the flow of every inspiration. You're inspired to get a job. You don't get the job. You don't feel despondent at all. You don't care. You have faith that if that job was meant to be, then I'd be inspired to the next step of the next step of the next step. There is something in that interaction with the person who was interviewing me that I needed. And that's all it was. I'm not tied to the results of this one action of having an interview, you see. And that just shows you that by not feeling dejected, by not even being bothered by it, by having absolute faith that you're always on your path, you're feeling good. Can you see how much better feeling that path, that inspired path is, that path towards discovering who you truly are, is other than the path where most people on are despondent by not getting what they want? Now, what they want is always based in limiting beliefs or in lack or in, if I got this thing, I would have abundance or freedom or appreciation or validation or whatever it is. And so they tie themselves to the outcome because they are invested in the outcome, providing them with something they lack. Since that cannot happen in physical reality, the opposite approach is highly effective. You do what you're inspired to do and have no attachment to the outcome. You don't care. Doesn't matter. You have full faith that it'll lead you towards greater expansion in alignment with who you truly are. And if you face a manifestation event in those terms, you'll know that's good. Points out a limiting belief. I can garner the information from that and move to the next step. And so the more action you can take, the more, and we understand here that it might seem like we're going off the subject of the clues that are available to you in nature. But the reason people don't see the clues is because they're living in fear, in the illusion, and those clues aren't presenting themselves because it wouldn't do any good for someone who's living in fear. They're still experiencing what they came to explore in fear, and they're expanding in that way. For those of you who are thinking about yourselves and physical reality in a new way, the clues are popping up all over the place. You're seeing numbers aligned. You're noticing what might seem as contradictions in things. And then you're thinking through them for yourself, saying, why is this different than that? Why is this presenting itself now? This is a sign of an awareness that is growing, a vibration that is raising, a feeling that's aligned with love and curiosity. And curiosity and love are on the same vibrational wavelength. So the more you're seeing these things, the more you can know for sure that you're doing exactly what you intended to do and your vibration is raising and you're expanding towards more love, to the eventual understanding the knowing that not only are you far more than you ever thought you were, but you're actually the creator of it all.
Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you. Who's next?
Hi, Joshua. I have a question.
Yes.
So the other day, someone mentioned to me that we all have many potential exit points from this reality. And that by, like, for example, posting something on Facebook, like the risks of getting a vaccine or something like that, that you could possibly thwart someone from exiting. Is that true?
Well, you cannot create another person's reality, but you can influence them. And so your society says that suicide is bad, when in fact, all death is suicide. Now, you can transition easily and effortlessly to the non-physical, or you can go out kicking and screaming. It's your choice. Your body is equipped to aid in your transition at any time. And when you choose to go, when you choose to transition to the non-physical, it's just like any other choice. Are you making the choice in fear, or are you making the choice in love? If you are living in alignment, if you are having a wonderful time, if you were discovering who you truly are, if you have already discovered who you truly are, if you're doing something of service to others that's fulfilling, your body will be created or be formed in a way that will allow you to do whatever you are doing. And as you live in this alignment and as you get to a certain point, you might, with a combination of you and your inner self, agree that now is the time to return to the non-physical, and the body would assist you in that, or the universe would assist you in that, in a way that could be the most elegant manifestation of that transition to the non-physical. For instance, we'll take the example of someone who wants to ease the burden of their loved ones by choosing a prolonged death experience. And the loved ones get to say, oh, it's better off. He's in a better place now. He was suffering so much at the end of his life. And they won't feel the same grief that if that same person got hit by a truck, you see. So certain people choose these things knowing from a higher level where everyone else is in their life. And some people just get hit by a truck, knowing from a higher level where everyone exists in their life and being okay with that. And so you might say to someone, don't do this or don't do that or don't do this, and they might adopt your limiting belief. But it won't really matter. They may try and protect themselves from this thing by not doing this activity or blah, blah, blah. Or if they were doing the activity, they might be out of alignment while they're doing the activity, even though the activity could have no ill effect on them at all. There's countless examples in your culture where you have condemned certain activities as bad and wrong without knowing anything about the full truth of it, because you cannot know. You cannot know if smoking is bad for that person. You might have a limiting belief about it, but you cannot know. The only way to know is to allow that person in joy and love to smoke their entire lives, and they can say, hey, told you, it's fine for me. Or they can be in guilt and resentment and regret their whole life, and you say, aha, it was the smoking. Had nothing to do with the guilt and resentment and regret. It was simply the smoking. You want to point a cause to all these things, and you're not looking at the underlying vibration of the human. So if the human's in fear and fear and fear and fear and fear, they're going to say at some point, I want to get out of here. I can't handle this fear. And they're going to return to the non-physical and gain from the benefit of their expansion in fear and feel the joy and love of who they truly are. Yet, while they were alive, doing the activity,
they were always conflicted because the limiting belief says you should not be enjoying this thing you enjoy because it's bad. And that's all you're doing. You're making more fear. You're adding more fear. Now, you're not really adding fear to their reality because they're the creators. They may choose to adopt your fear, your limiting beliefs, if so, but you have no responsibility over that. What you're actually doing is adding fear to your own reality when you tell someone they shouldn't be doing something.
That's interesting.
You are expressing in fear. You're taking action in fear. You're trying to control conditions. And that's creating more fear in your reality. And you're not doing anything that you thought you were doing. It has no effect other than creating more fear for you. If they adopt that limiting belief, well, that causes them their own inner conflict and stress, but that's on them. What you want to do is acknowledge that you can't possibly know anything. The only thing you can know, the only thing that is true, is everything is right. Anything short of that is a limiting belief. You may say, I am perfect as I am. You are perfect as you are. And these conditions are perfect as they are. That is a belief. And it's an empowering belief, but you cannot know it. You will know it when you return to the non-physical. But in your physical form, you have enough limiting beliefs that cause you to doubt it. So there will always be some doubt in this. If you make statements of fact of anything, it is always based in control. Always trying to control something. Always trying to control how people perceive you, how they conduct their lives for your benefit so that you can feel better. It's always control. If you said, there's only one thing I know to be true, is that everything is right, even though you cannot know it like you want to know it, but if that was your primary belief, you would be aligned with who you truly are. This is the primary belief of Source. Everything is right. Everything is always working out. Everything is perfect. Anything other than that is a limiting belief because that belief itself doesn't have enough information in it. And that information can never really be gained by you fully. So all beliefs are somewhat limiting. Therefore, let everyone else do what they're doing, and you just focus on your reality and add love to it. Have fun. Enjoy yourself. Get that tattoo. Smoke those cigarettes. Eat that ice cream. Lay on the couch all day long. Play your video games. Quit school. Whatever you want to do is fine. At least you're not influencing them to increase more fear in their lives. And you're not bringing more fear into your life because you know everything is always working out perfectly.
That's what I kind of, that's what I felt like. It was like a fear-based approach for this person, but they said that they potentially could prevent people from exiting at a potential exit point. And that's what they were, presenting love. And I was like, well, I don't know. But I think it was more of a fear. From a fear perspective.
Let's say that you were born into this reality, you lived 20 years, and you fell off a cliff. From your limited perspective as a human, you say that's a bad thing. But from the perspective of Source, from the perspective of infinity, from the perspective of the eternal being who fell off the cliff,
No big deal, right?
It's nothing. Because boom, they're into another life. Boom, they're into another life. Now, how about this? You've lived a wonderful life. You get to 80 years old, and then you're like, I have to go to the doctor every day. I have to get these surgeries. I have to do this and do this that I don't want to do. And all of your loved ones are telling you, you have to do this to stay alive. And you're not enjoying that part of this life. Why not just exit? Because from your limited perspective, you're trying to control everyone else's experience so that you can feel less negative emotion. And if you would just process your limiting beliefs, that's how you would feel less negative emotion. And it would all work out perfectly.
That's interesting. Okay, thank you.
Excellent. We have time for one more question. This must be the silliest question ever asked. Who's got a silly question?
I have a silly question.
Excellent. Lori.
Since starting this boot camp, anytime that we have a circumstance where you would make a wish, like on a birthday candle or a fallen eyelash or penny, whatever it is that you may normally say, oh, okay, make a wish, I'm stopping myself from making one because if I'm assuming everything or if I'm knowing that everything is perfect, what is there to wish for?
Exactly. If you were a master creator, able to raise the vibration of anything you wanted in the snap of a finger, you could do that. But as a master, you would never do it because you would know that your perspective compared to the universe's perspective is always limited. The universe reads your vibration, knows who you are, knows your pre-birth intentions, knows the entire system of how this physical reality is, knows why you're here, knows everything that you cannot know. And so why not let the universe bring you things that will delight you beyond anything you could imagine? Because if you blew out the candles and wished for a yacht without being vibrationally matched to the yacht and the yacht came to you, all you would do is suffer with the yacht. It would break down. It'd be expensive. People would not want to be your friend anymore. They think you're too this, too that, whatever it is. We're just kidding here. It's a silly question. But it is the most brilliant question ever asked because humans believe they must do and do and create an effort and struggle to get their wishes to come true. I have an idea of the perfect mate. Prince Charming. I'm going to wish for my Prince Charming to come. And with that expectation that's built into that wish, you wouldn't want that version to come to you because it would never be the fullest manifestation of your true desire, which takes into account your pre-birth intentions, your journey of physical reality, your expansion, and what you couldn't possibly imagine from your limited perspective. If you would just exist in a state of alignment and ease and awe and allow for the universe to create beyond your wildest dreams, as long as you took the action that you're inspired to take, you would raise your vibration to that version which you couldn't even imagine. And this is why people say it manifested in a way that I could not possibly have imagined. And if you look at any of the spectacular events of your life, you could, if you were able to trace all the things that had to happen to get to there, you could have never foreseen that that would happen. So when you allow yourself to perceive that everything is working out perfectly, to know that the universe is lining up for you, that this entire system was designed to give you everything you truly want, then you would give up anything you think you wanted because you would know that anything you think you wanted would come from a limited perspective, generally based in fear and the lack of that thing. If you create out of lack, you're only going to create more lack. So imagine that you are fully abundant, fully free, and everything you truly want is coming to you. And then all you have to concern yourself with is that tiny little fear that will pop up at the moment whenever you're inspired to do something. And if you can simply push past that fear and take that action, you'll expand, you'll raise your vibration, you'll gain clarity, and you'll move one step closer to a wish that you would say would be beyond your wildest dreams. And with that, we are complete.
Thank you, Joshua.
Thank you, Joshua.
Wow.
Thanks,
thank
everyone.
You. Thank
you, all right, that was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed the last silly question there. That question really is actually a very big question. It's about, you know, being the master creator and allowing the universe to bring you everything you truly want rather to wish things or make things happen. It's really the crux of the entire teaching. So I'm so happy it came at the end there. Please remember to like and subscribe to this podcast And we're starting a new series of courses called the Ascension Experience. The first one starts May 17th. We'll do it as a group. The first one will be really hands-on. Actually, this for the first group, their discount price is $297. I think it's going to be $497 as we get going. But if you want to join the first one, it's only $297. And there's a limited number of spaces available. So send me an email to garybodley@gmail.com, and I'll send you the full information about that. And I'm really looking forward to that. So have a wonderful week, and we will see you next time. Bye.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Joshua Live. If you have a question you would like Joshua to answer on the show, send us a message on Facebook at www.facebook.com/teachingsofjoshua. As always, remember that you are loved more than you can imagine by more than you could ever count. We'll see you next time.